shampoo for soft water shampooing, even in the hardest water, invite you to listen again next week at the same time, and also to tune in over most of these stations to This Is Nora Drake, radio's thrilling serial romance, heard each Monday through Friday at 2:30 p.m. New York time. Give and Take is brought to you from coast to coast and is produced by Jack Carney. Now stay tuned for one of the stars over Hollywood, which follows immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The preceding program was transcribed from WCCO, Minneapolis, and St. Paul.
Do you want fast, fast, fast relief from common cold miseries? Get bromoquinine cold tablets with 40% more quinine than any other nationally sold brand. Take bromoquinine cold tablets exactly as directed. Bromoquinine cold tablets.
In 5 seconds, 1:30.
The Twin City Federal Savings and Loan brings you Touchdown Time. Touchdown Time presents Babe Lavore, All-American Gopher quarterback. Last-minute dope on today's game by Halsey Hall. Football forecasts and predictions by Paul Wan, with music by Bert Hansen and Wally Olson's orchestra. Yes, the Twin City Federal Savings and Loan presents Touchdown Time. Time for football chatter and song, and predictions on the outcome of the leading games around the nation, and a special preview of today's game between Minnesota and Purdue. Come on, says Twin City Federal, and join our before-the-game football party.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice to be opening up another Twin City Federal Time, although there's a bit of regret connected with it, too. Because, you see, this is a prelude to the final home game of the season for Minnesota's Gophers as they get ready to meet the Boilermakers of Purdue. Of course, Twin City Federal will be with you next week when we're at Iowa, and the week after that when we follow the maroon and gold to Madison for the season's finale against the Badgers of Wisconsin. So that helps anyway. Well, all I want to say is that in just a moment, you're going to hear Paul Wan and Babe Lavore. You're going to be entertained with music, both vocal and instrumental. So stick around. I've got to run out to the stadium now to get the early picture ready, but I'll also be back with you in a little while. Meanwhile, Paul Wan.
Thank you, Halsey. You'll be getting your cue for lineups and pregame information in just a few minutes. But right now, let's strike up the band with a melodic salute to homecoming at Madison. Here's Wally Olson and the orchestra to play Northwestern and Wisconsin.
Coach team pays particular attention to fundamentals such as blocking, tackling, and keeping possession of the ball. You're on the way to success when the fundamentals are taken care of, and that applies to your savings program as well as any other undertaking. Consider what Twin City Federal Savings and Loan offers for your savings. Safety? Your savings at Twin City Federal are fully insured up to $5,000. Earning power? Twin City Federal pays a liberal dividend every 6 months. Convenient availability? At Twin City Federal, the policy is to permit withdrawals on demand. Yes, Twin City Federal provides all three factors that are fundamental in establishing a successful savings program. Stop in at Twin City Federal and see how easy it is to open an account for your savings at 8th and Marquette in Minneapolis, 6th and Robert in St. Paul.
The thin line of college football's untarnished teams undergoes severe strain in the East and South today, but a pair of whipped combines from the prairie country claim a chunk of the spotlight. Missouri and Oklahoma come to grips at Norman in a toss-up game that's calculated to decide the Big Seven Conference Championship and perhaps send the victor into one of the major bowls. Each lost its opener, Missouri to Ohio State and Oklahoma to Santa Clara, but since has been all-conquering. Both are rated superior to Kansas, also unbeaten. Of the nine unbeaten, untied 11s, Pennsylvania and Georgia Tech face the most rugged obstacles in today's program. Penn engages once-tied Penn State in a battle of neighboring powerhouses, expected to attract 80,000 at Philadelphia. And we should have a first quarter score on that one for you a bit later in the program. Georgia Tech vies with a rebounding Tennessee team at Atlanta. The rest of the perfect brigade, Army, Clemson, North Carolina, California, and Nevada, run up against weekend rivals due to give them little more than a stiff workout. But watch for that Nevada on Sunday. They play Santa Clara on Sunday, so don't expect a score this afternoon. Michigan's Wolverines, number two in the nation, host the Navy. Army, being compared with the great wartime West Point teams, entertained Stanford at Yankee Stadium in the day's intersectional morsel. The Dixie Giants, North Carolina and Clemson, exercise in their own Southern Conference. And North Carolina may have more than exercise as the Tar Heels play William and Mary. Clemson, however, encounters Furman. California, with its eyes on the Rose Bowl, tries to strengthen its bid by taking UCLA, which is a distinct underdog. Oregon, California's only opposition on the coast, plays Washington and stands a good chance of being sidetracked. The Webfoot's only loss has been to Michigan, but they are no better than an even bet in this one. However, they'll get the nod if they continue undefeated on the coast. As for the Big Nine, it'll be homecoming at Wisconsin. There's been much home-leaving talk at Madison this season, and the Badgers are in for a tough afternoon on the gridiron when they take on Northwestern. As far as Minnesota is concerned, the nicest thing that could happen to Stuhldreher could happen to the Gophers. If the Wildcats lose to our neighbors and Minnesota gets Purdue in the sack, well, that's all bold speculation. Ohio State entertains that improving Pittsburgh club that handed Indiana a setback, while Indiana was giving the State men one of their conference defeats. So comparative scores mean nothing in this one. While on the subject of the Hoosiers, they play host to the Greenies, the Irish of Notre Dame. The game at Bloomington. It should find the Leahy men victorious, but only after stopping Telly O'Farrell. Rounding out the Western Conference, we come to Iowa and Illinois. The Hawkeyes took a Notre Dame offense and dumped Wisconsin. Illinois has just improved right along, period. This one at Urbana should attract a 70,000 throng, and they should be well pleased with having watched the two teams who will be strongest next year. But probably the number one game in the nation is a little tussle between the Yellow Jackets and the Volunteers to be played in Atlanta, GA. So on the Twin City Federal Review, watch for the score as Tennessee meets Georgia Tech. I was talking to Halsey just before he left for the stadium, and we got to wondering if today's contest between Purdue and Minnesota will have the excitement we enjoyed a year ago. How many of you listeners remember that dog-eat-dog scramble? The final score piled up 26 for Minnesota, 21 for Purdue. I imagine they won't be singing My Buddy to one another this Saturday either. But My Buddy does remind us that today is Dad's Day, with a capacity crowd of better than 64,000 expected. And with that thought in mind, here's Bert Hansen to raise his voice in a salute to Dad's Day and the song, My Buddy.
Nights are long since you went away. I true. Miss your voice, the touch of your hand. Just long to know that you understand my body. My buddy, your buddy misses you.
You'll make a profitable move if you take some savings around to Twin City Federal Savings and Loan next Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. You see, savings placed with Twin City Federal by the 10th day of the month earn dividends from the 1st. Next Wednesday is the 10th, so you still have 3 business days to take advantage of this liberal dividend arrangement. Whether you're opening a new account or adding to a present one, your dividends will be figured from November 1st. If your savings reach Twin City Federal by the 10th. Next time you look at the calendar, let it remind you to stop in at Twin City Federal, 8th and Marquette in Minneapolis, or 6th and Robert in St. Paul by next Wednesday at the latest, and provide for extra earnings on your savings.
Babe LaVore, the coach of our Saturday afternoon football party, along with Twin City Federal, managed to corner a couple of guests for you this afternoon. Red Mackey, the athletic director of Purdue, and Stu Holcomb, the coach of the Boilermakers. Here on transcription is what he asked them.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we have 2 treats for you this afternoon. In the first one, we have the athletic director at Purdue University. So, Red Mackey, I'm going to ask you this first question. Has there been any talk about a new coach at Purdue?
I can very definitely answer that question, Babe. There hasn't been any talk of changing coaches at Purdue. And furthermore, I've been there for 20 years, and as long as I'm there, as long as Stu Holcomb wants to stay at Purdue, he can certainly have my support to stay there as long as he desires.
Well, we could all imagine that, too. Now, Red, I wanted to ask you, did you play against any great football players from Minnesota?
Yes, I did, Babe. In 1928, I came up here, and with the boy you all remember, Pest Welch, Red Slate, and we took a pretty good licking that afternoon, and all I saw was the heels of our president, Fred Hovey, that afternoon.
I see. Well, you have Fred down there as your president now. Well, he was a great football player and no doubt a great president, right?
He certainly is a fine president.
Well, thank you very much, Red Mackey. And now we've got here the head football coach at the University of Purdue, Stu Holcomb. And Stu, I'm going to start right out with kind of a tough question. What do you think has happened to Purdue since that defeat at Notre Dame 28-27?
Well, Babe, there's a lot of things that have happened to Purdue since that defeat at Notre Dame. I don't know how to sum it all up. I've been asked that question probably 100 times, and I sometimes have to hesitate and try to make sure I give the correct one. I would just probably sum it up that we've met some mighty fine football teams. We've had our injuries along our way that have held us back. We've probably lost the greatest thing I think that makes a football team is the desire to play. I think somewhere along the line, after one licking after another, we've lost that desire to be a good football team.
I see. Now, there's been a lot of second guessing or first guessing, whatever you want to call it, In regard to which team in the Big Nine will go to the Rose Bowl, would you care to venture a guess as to who might go, Stu? Understand, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.